So now today we're on the second verse of Shikshastika. You have it on your papers on the seminar outline for day two, the second prayer of Shikshastika. And so we can say it together. Nama nama kari bohutani jasa shaktis tachapitani amita smarane nakala itarshi tava kripa Bhagavama mapi tadaiva meri shamiha janinani raga. O my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benediction to the living beings. Thus you have hundreds and millions of names, like Krishna and Govinda. In these transcendental names, you have invested all your transcendental energies. There are no hard and fast rules for chanting these names. O my Lord, out of kindness, you enable us to easily approach you by your holy names, but I am so unfortunate, I have no attraction for them. So Krishna, he's so kind, he's appearing before us in the holy name. We commit so many offenses that we lose our attraction, we have no attraction. So yesterday, the first verse was about faith, and that's Shraddha, it's the first level from Shraddha to Prema. Today's verse is about the next three levels. Sadhu Sangha, association with devotees, bhajana kriya, or engaging in devotional service with rules and regulations, and anartha nivritti. So we will discuss deeply these three things today, and also we will find it how it is in this verse of Shikshastikam. So the first line, nam nam akari bahuda nijasara shaktis. This means the first thing we have to understand is Krishna and his name are the same. They are not different. So in order to chant properly, we have to first understand knowledge, sambandha gyan. What is our relationship with Krishna? So, who can tell me in one word what is our relationship with Krishna? Yes?
Servant.
Very good. Servant. So what is our relationship with the holy name?
Servant.
Servant, yes. Therefore, because we are servant of Krishna, means Krishna and the holy name are the same. Means we're a servant of the holy name. So, what are the symptoms of one who is a servant of the holy name? Have you seen anybody who has the symptoms of a person who's a servant of the holy name? What would that person be doing? Chanting, and?
He's not trying to enjoy.
He's not trying to enjoy, right. And he's distributing the holy name also. He's distributing the holy name. So servant of the holy name means you have it, you want to give it. So the name is non-different from Krishna. We can understand how powerful this is by looking at this poster here of the universe, material and spiritual. It's up here on the board. And we are down near the bottom there in the material world, in the middle of that, between the Garbhodak Ocean and the Karana Ocean, in the Earth planet. So we have the lower hellish, lower planets are below us, and the heavenly planets are above us. And then there's Goloka way up there, Vaikuntha, the Brahma Jyoti, very, very far away. So this, what do you see that connects, that can connect us from down to up? What is the connection between all these worlds? You see something on this poster here that's a connection. There's one, something that connects all the worlds from the earth planet up to Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna's lotus feet. You see that line coming down? You know what that line is? Yes, but actually the line is the holy name, Mahamantra. Of course, Parampara is also there, and that's how we get it. But actually, Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the connection. Of course, the parampara is giving us that connection. Like if you have an internet connection, you have to have a server. So our server is, of course, the parampara. And then when you connect, then you get this message of the holy name. These are the messages coming from Goloka Vrindavan. So Narottam Das Thakur, he has sung a song. Yes, are you for the japa workshop? Okay, come in. We have some puppies for you. Oh dear. One? Yes. One, three. Okay, what is your name?
Patricia. Gopas.
Oh, okay, and you are Shantal Gopas. Okay, very good. Better late than never. So we have, so only Tal is missing today. And he was, wonder what happened to him. Okay, maybe he will show up. So we're discussing the second verse of Shikshastakam. Today, yesterday we discussed the first verse about why we should have faith in the Holy Name. And today the second verse is about why, how Krishna and his name are non-different and why we have no taste, means the 10 offenses. So we're going to go deep into the 10 offenses today and how to counteract these 10 offenses to chanting. So we were discussing this poster here and how we're down in the earth and our link to Goloka Vrindavan is this holy name and how the connection is the parampara. Parampara is our server, just like an internet server, and the message is coming down and that's the holy name connecting us to Goloka Vrindavan. So Narottam Das Thakur, he has sung Golokera Hematana Harinama Sankirtana Ratina Jamilokenetai. The sound vibration is coming from Goloka, and it's not mundane sound vibration. So the radio, we have these wireless telephones, we get our internet connection, and we have radio, wireless. So this is also wireless connection, and it's coming from another dimension. This is a dimension which is not perceivable by our senses here. But still the holy name is coming from this dimension. My son Govinda, one day he said to me, you know, if I could just talk with Super Soul, then I wouldn't be bored anymore. So he's a teenager, and he has a good imagination. I said, yes, you can talk with Super Soul, but you have to make the connection. So how do we connect with Super Soul? Anybody know? How can we make connection with Super Soul? You want to? Yes, by chanting Hare Krishna. When in the morning when you chant, you're actually trying to make that connection. And sometimes the connection goes through and you get so much inspiration when you chant. How to do devotional service, meanings of verses, so many things come through. So chanting, we're trying to make a connection with Krishna, just like making a phone call. And we're calling Goloka Vrindavan. But sometimes when Krishna answers the phone, he finds that our line is busy. So that means he's coming, but our mind is somewhere else. Our mind is somewhere else. So we don't realize that Krishna is personally present when we chant. And that's why we're not attentive. So one of the goals of this course is to bring us to the level of Nama Bhas chanting, which has two characteristics, that you're chanting attentively and you're trying to avoid the 10 offenses. So yesterday we did some exercises that would help us to increase our attention in chanting, and today we're going to concentrate more on the 10 offenses and how to avoid them. So there's a story that illustrates how we fail to understand that Krishna and his names are non-different. Once there was a beggar who went to the king because he wanted to see gold. He was so poor, I'm a poor man, please show me gold. So the king said, yes, no problem. You just go up these stairs, open the door, the last door, and you will see gold. So the beggar went up the stairs and opened the door, and he saw, wow, this is gold. Then he looked back and he saw, wow, the stairs are also made of gold. So he didn't realize what was gold until he saw it. So the same with us. Our process, the way to attain Krishna, chanting of the holy name, is Krishna himself. But only because we forget our relationship with Krishna that we're not aware of this fact. But always we're contacting Krishna by this chanting. So Prahlad Maharaj, he had that experience that when Lord Nrisimhadev came, he put his hand on Prahlad Maharaj's head. I'll read the verse in Sanskrit that explains that. Satat karasparsha tutakila shiva sapatya vikata paratma darshana tapara padmam virinivritadha vishatanukina hirashilakshana. At the touch of Lord Nrisimhadev's hand and Prahlad Maharaj's head,
Prahlad was completely free of all material contamination and desires, as if he had been thoroughly cleansed. So Prabhupada said, Prahlad was feeling so blissful by the touch of this hand on his head. And he said, we can have the same thing right now, simply by chanting Hare Krishna. When we're chanting Hare Krishna, we're actually, when we're touching our mala, we're touching the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When we're hearing the holy name, then we have Krishna's hand on our head. So these are some nice things to remember when you're chanting, and this will help your chanting, that we can have the same benefit of Prahlad Maharaj. So when we actually come to this realization, when we chant Krishna and his name are none different, then Krishna will come to us. Just like Haridas Thakur, he was not allowed to go into Jagannath temple. But because he was chanting 3 lakhs of rounds, Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself came to give darshan to Haridas Thakur. So how this sound can reveal form. We're saying, okay, if you chant Hare Krishna, it's none different from Krishna. Yesterday we were discussing what you need to, what level of faith you must have, nishtha, in order to chant, and then you see the form of Krishna. So how is this possible that just by saying some sound, you can see the form? So an example is that when you call somebody on the phone, you may not see the person, you hear their voice. Just by hearing their voice, you see them. So chanting is like that. That we're chanting, we're hearing Krishna, and then we will eventually see Krishna. So on the level of nishtha, we will see Krishna when we chant. Now in this verse, the second thing, tacharpitanya mita smaranena kala, means it's very simple. There are no rules, hard and fast rules for chanting. Although tomorrow I will give you some rules for chanting. But they're not hard and fast rules. They're nice rules. And if you follow these rules, then your chanting will improve. These rules are given from Hari Bhakti Vilas. So the simplicity of chanting, if you want to be a Brahmin, you want to do deity worship, you have to have a bath, you have to go, you know, you have to chant so many mantras, it has to be a certain time, exact on time. But for chanting Hare Krishna, you can do it anytime, anywhere, no rules like that, like deity worship. And for making a temple, you have to spend so much money. But just by chanting, you can chant anywhere, even on the train or on the bus. So Padma Purana says, Yena janmashtai purvam vasudeva samarchita tamukhe harinamani sadavishtanki bharata. One who has worshipped the deity of the Lord for at least 1,000 lifetimes, and in each life having taken proper brahminical initiation, is able to vibrate the holy name of the Lord. Imagine that. 1,000 lifetimes of Brahman and worshipping the deity. Now you can chant the holy name. And there are so many paths, especially in India, karma, jnana, yoga. But actually, compared to the chanting, it is said they are just like taking bitter medicine. So these many great sages, they recommend the paths of karma, Jaimini, Gautam, Rishi, and Patanjali. But Sridhar Swami in his commentary says that this is just like when you have fever in Ayurveda, they give you very bitter medicine, neem, trikatu, neem, kalmeg, and chirata. Because they don't know there's a very nice medicine you can take called Amrita Sanjeevani. And this Amrita medicine will cure everything and give you so much strength. So these other people, they don't know the beautiful potency of the holy name, and so therefore they think, oh, you need these bitter medicines of karma, jnana, and yoga. But chanting the holy name is just like amrita. It is like nectar. So some people, especially in India, their philosophy is as many paths, as many mantras. Everybody has a different mantra in India. And there was one such person in Moscow who was coming to the temple in Moscow. And he was chanting so many different mantras, but he was also chanting Hare Krishna mantra, congregational member. And so one day, he didn't come. He was coming like on the weekends for the feast, different things. One day he didn't show up. And then they got a phone call from the hospital. And the doctor said, Why don't you come here? One of your devotees is here, and he's dying. You should come immediately. So temple president counted all the devotees. He said, everybody's here. We better go see who's there. So they went there, and it was this congregational member who had been chanting Hare Krishna. But he had just left his body when they got there. So all the machines were on his body. There was the heart line was going like this, straight across. The brain line is going like this, straight across. So the devotee said, okay, well, let's just have kirtan anyway. So they started having kirtan. And then the heart line started going up like this, up like this, up like this. So then they had a really good kirtan. Then the brain line started going up like this, up like this. And then the guy sat up in bed and he said, now I understand the importance of chanting Hare Krishna. And he fell back down and died. True story from Moscow. Moscow, believe it or not, we get all these stories from Russia. But that's what the devotees told me, that this happened in Moscow temple, that this is the power of the holy name. It can even revive the dead. So we should chant Hare Krishna. Yeah, another one was when one devotee's uncle died, and he was chanting. He was not so serious. Then he came to his niece, and she was also a devotee. He said, you know, you should just be serious about your chanting. Just be serious. I didn't realize how serious I should have been. So anyway, this chanting, very, very important, none different from Krishna. So then the last, Itarashi Tabakripa Bhagavan Mamapi Dudaiva Midishamiha Janina Nuraga, that although you have made it so easy for me, I'm so unfortunate I don't have attraction. Nanu Janiraga, I said, Nanuraga, Jani Nanuraga. I don't have Anuraga for you. Although Krishna is coming and trying to reciprocate with us, still I don't have love for him. So when we chant, this is what's happening. And we think, oh, I have so many problems I have to solve today. I have to do this, I have to do that. Prabhupada says we have only one problem. Would anybody like to guess what that one problem is? Lack of Krishna consciousness. That's good. It's close, yeah. You had some same thing?
Lack of faith.
Lack of faith. So I'll tell you what Prabhupada said. He says, our only problem is how to accept Krishna. Prabhupada said, Krishna is so kind. He said, please accept me. You chant Krishna, and when you're chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna is coming to you, and he's saying, please accept me. Please accept me. But we're so unfortunate. We don't accept Krishna when he's coming. But that's what Prabhupada, he said that in a lecture as early as 69. He was talking to, he has a room conversation with Allen Ginsberg. And he's explaining to Allen Ginsberg, we're so unfortunate. We don't accept Krishna. So that is our problem. So now we're going to have a little, before we discuss the 10 offenses are like a heart operation. So before you have an operation, you have to do some testing. So you look on your papers. We have a heart tester here. It's in these big papers, and it's the only one that's kind of sideways. It's like the fifth page, I think. One, two, three. Yeah, the fifth page. And it's sideways. So I want you to have a look at that. I'm not going to give you 10 minutes. I'm only going to give you 5 minutes. It says 10 minutes. But I think your copies may already have ticks on them, but don't pay attention to that. You make your own ticks with your own pen. So you read it over and try to answer the questions honestly. And then after, I will ask. It'll be confidential. I won't ask you personally what you answered. But I'll just get an overall picture, okay? So you can start now. Okay, so I'm not going to ask you your personal details, but we need to get a picture of our state of affairs in general. So please raise your hand if you scored 5 or less. Oh, okay. How about 10 or less? 15 or less? Good. That's looking better. 20 or less? Wow, okay, not so bad, but not so good. We have room for improvement. Okay, so we have to, this has given us a little insight into the general nature of the problem. Now you can look on your paper to page 6, the next page, and this will give you an actual detailed insight into the disease of the heart, anartha nivritti. There's 6 stages on your left side of your paper. There's 6 boxes. There's 6 stages of anartha nivritti. Another name for this is bhajana kriya, anishtita bhajana kriya. This means, you know bhajana kriya, that means devotional service, but unsteady. So these are the 6 symptoms. It starts from the bottom and goes to the top. When we're a new devotee, the bottom one, it says utsahamayi. And these are all taken from Madhurya Kadambini. This book. So you can look it up if you like. Utsahamayi, false confidence, enthusiasm. That means that when you're a new devotee, you think you're already a pure devotee and everyone should, why isn't everyone else become a pure devotee? And you go preaching to your friends and your mother and your, some devotees go and tell their mother and father, you're not my mother and father. You're not this body. I had so many mothers and fathers. Why should I accept you? You know, so this is not correct preaching. It's called over-enthusiasm, utsahamayi, false confidence. Or you go in the street, you see some old people, you say, you're going to die. You know, yeah, so this is, you know, it's not the way to preach. And then after a while, you realize that you're not such a pure devotee yourself. And you start getting material desires start coming up. And if you stay long enough, a devotee. So that's the first symptom of unsteady devotional service. Second symptom, above that, gana tarala, sporadic endeavor. So you're like this. Okay, tomorrow I'll go to the temple. Or it's a Sunday feast. I will go for the feast, but I won't go for the lecture. I'll just go for the feast part. Or else you may even join. You may be living in the temple, or you may be doing, but and you think, okay, well, I was up late last night, so I can't go to Mangalarchi tomorrow. It's not possible. Or you may think, okay, anyway, today I'll get up late. I'll chant my rounds later. So this is sporadic endeavor. But then the next day, you're up. Yes, today I'm up for Mangalarchi. But then the next day comes, oh, Purukama. I went on Purukama again. I can't make it. So this is sporadic endeavor. Sometimes you make it, and sometimes you don't. So the next, this is a symptom of unsteady devotional service. Vyuta Vikalpa, indecision, extensive speculation. So there comes a time in your life where questions enter your mind like, should I get married or should I remain single? Or should I go to Vrindavan and just leave everything? Or should I go preaching in my country? Or should I do this or should I do that? Or should I go to this temple or should I leave this temple and go to that temple? So this happens, indecision about what is the next step to take in spiritual life, or this guru or that guru. So then that's the third symptom. Then the fourth, vishaya sangara, struggle with the senses, desire for enjoyment. So we leave, some devotees, they leave, they follow the 4 regulative principles, then there comes a time when they meet their old friends and they may forget to follow the 4 regulative principles or something like that. Even overeating at the feast, or they try. Anyway, that's the next one. Niyamakshama, inability to improve. Tomorrow I will follow Nirjala Kadishi. So a whole day he fasts, nighttime he doesn't sleep, and the next day he gorges himself with food and sleeps the whole day. So that happens. That happens. Inability to uphold vows. Or else he may say, okay, tomorrow I'm going to chant 64 rounds. So he tries. He makes the vow, or he may make a Kartik vow. But then the 4th day of Kartik, 5th day of Kartik, anyway, what to do? This is too difficult for me. So inability to improve or uphold vows. Oh, welcome, Bhakti Tao. We missed you.
Huh?
Oh, you got lost. Okay, anyway, better late than never. You have your copies. So just find a comfortable place to sit, and you can use this harmonium as a table. And we were discussing about a lot of things. Second verse, we finished that discussion, and then we had a heart test. You can take that at home, confidential heart test. And now we're on page 6 of the big copies. Page 6, Anartha Nivritti. And we're discussing the symptoms of unsteady devotional service, Bhajana Kriya. Yes, that page. We're on number 5, Niyamakshaba, inability to improve, to uphold vows, follow the regulations. Then number 6, this is the last symptom. This is for advanced devotees and also for not advanced devotees. That enjoying material facilities that come from bhakti. That you may get, if you do devotional service, you may get a donation, or you may go out collecting and you get money, or people offer you things. They offer you, here, take this, take that, take this house, take this. So, and then you think, oh wow, Krishna's mercy. Let me enjoy it. So this is the sixth symptom, that you actually start getting facilities for your devotional service. When we were new devotees, we had no facilities, so we didn't have this problem. We had no money and we had no place to live. We were just on the floor. First 18 years I was a devotee, I was on the floor until I got pregnant. I couldn't get off the floor after 5 months, so I had to get a bed. And I found a broken bed with 3 legs, so we put bricks under the place. So I started getting facility after 18 years. But then after that, it's like Krishna gives everything. If you give everything to Krishna, Krishna gives everything to you. You depend on Krishna 100%, Krishna gives you 100%. 50%, 50%. But anyway, you do get facilities as a devotee. So if you want to enjoy them, then that's the sixth symptom of unsteady devotional service. Yes.
Can we all mix together?
Yeah, it's all mixed. Yeah. But it is like, one is more, which one is more prominent? That's the level you can say you're on. And I'm sure we've experienced all of these things as devotees. And but hopefully we get past some of them as we go on in our devotional service. Then the next column is obstacles, 5 obstacles. So nishta, we're trying to get to nishta. Anartha Nivritti is before nishta, means to have the quality of steadiness. If a person tries for steadiness in bhajan every day, while anarthas are still present, he will not attain it. This is due to 5 persistent obstacles. After the stage of Anartha Nivritti, when these obstacles are almost completely destroyed, this is the bottom of your page, one achieves steadiness. The symptom of nishta is the absence of these 5 obstacles. So what are these 5 obstacles? Laya, sleep. Tendency to sleep during class and japa. Vikshepa, distraction. And we'll discuss this as one of the 10 offenses. Apratihati is also indifference. That's one of the 10 offenses. Kashaya, tendency towards bad habits. And rashashvad, taste for sense pleasure. So I have something here which was sent on the internet when Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was here. I think he left his body a year ago, or I can't remember now. Mm. 2 years, last year?
Oh, yeah.
Two? Or?
Last
year, yeah. So I was on internet, and I got this. And this is very important for Anartha Nivritti, for this section. He said, each of us has our own battle of Kurukshetra that we have to deal with. In any battlefield situation, one can be victorious or one can be a failure. However, even when one is a failure, it can be used to come back stronger at a later time. In a battlefield situation, one is in the most dangerous environments, where the most gruesome as well as the most noble things take place. But with good association, the individual has more guarantee to be successful. And he talks about how, especially a lot of us who were here when Prabhupada was here, we had to be pioneers. We were just, after you being a devotee for 6 months, you were expected to go out and start your own temple. Cooking, Harinam, everything. And they send, and how they send you to start your own temple, my husband and I, we were up in Boston, which is northern America, and they said, we want to send you to Florida, which is very south. So they put us out on the road in our yellow sheets, and we didn't have suitcase, we just had some boxes with our belongings, and we had to hitchhike. Means you go on, maybe you don't even know what that is, but you go on the road and you try to catch a ride with some car going by. And it's pretty, anyway, and there you are. In those days, nobody had seen devotees. And there we were like, we didn't have saris and dhotis. We just had sheets, yellow sheets for grihastas and orange sheets for brahmacharis. And ladies also, they wore orange sheets if they weren't married. So these were the old days, really. When I was on Harinam, we would do Harinam and then someone would stop and give a lecture. So I was a devotee for 2 months and I was just doing Harinam, I wasn't giving lectures. But my Sankirtan leader, Giriraj Maharaj, who was Brahmachari then, so one day he said to me, "Okay, Mataji, now you give the lecture." I said, but I'm just a new devotee. He says, "Come on, you've been a devotee 2 months now. You should know the philosophy." So that was the standard. And it was true, actually. After 2 months, I knew the whole Bhagavad Gita by memory. And we didn't have Sanskrit, only English then. But that was the standard. It was bed sheets. We were wearing bed sheets, actually. And just imagine if someone sees you on the road trying to... Do you think they're going to give you a ride? But in those days, there were many hippies, so they were also, like, weird, so they picked us up. And we got a ride. They were also dressing like that, even worse. So we weren't too crazy. We were distributing this book called Who is Crazy? This pamphlet on the street. That was the first book we got. Because everyone says the devotees are crazy. But then, so we were selling Who is Crazy? Anyway, back to Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. So many of us have been pioneers. Pioneers naturally make sacrifices for future generations, but ultimately they establish the foundation. The special mercy is that all we did is in our spiritual bank accounts. I have personally noticed that many devotees build up their spiritual investments, and when it is almost time for them to benefit from their credits, to receive empowerment, and to accelerate by leaps and bounds in their consciousness, Maya finds a way to trick them, so they become unaware or unable to benefit from what is available at the right time. These kinds of tests bring a person to tremendous crossroads. At a crossroad, we can take the path of success, more profound, selfless devotion, offering oneself more intensely than ever before to Guru and to Krishna. Or we can choose a path of selfishness with all kinds of subtle attachments that will lead to downfall. So now he talks about why people in high places, devotees, big devotees, fall down. This also goes for small devotees. So we can all benefit from this realization about Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. My realization is, without sufficient humility and high-quality association, many people will take the path of temporary failure. It seems several of the recent serious fall downs in big places are connected with four major factors. Number one, aparads, offenses. Number two, lack of humility. Number three, lack of quality association. Because if you're a guru and if you're a sannyasi, then who do you associate with? Yeah. Aparad, lack of humility, lack of quality association, and lack of understanding some of the dynamics of advancement. So how to advance. Lack of understanding dynamics of advancement. Means how to advance, how to progress. It's like what we're doing, how to raise yourself from offensive chanting to at least the clearing stage that will lead you to pure chanting. As more of us raise the quality of our own consciousness, this will lead to consistent manifestations of deeper purity, and we will have a greater impact on the environment. Just as Maya is contagious, authentic bhakti is contagious. So there we have realizations of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj just before he left his body. Yes, yes, you come to a point. Yes, midlife crisis.
So what happens if a person then rejoins the process?
Yeah. Then
Does
you...
Does that affect then just the label, or are they starting from scratch?
You're not starting from scratch. You start where you left off, but whatever garbage you put in your consciousness has to be cleaned out. Yes. You will attain if you want it, yes. Yes, you can do that. And you learn your lesson. You learn your lesson. Just like I know one Guru Kuli. He went, in his teenage years, he was taking drugs, breaking all the principles. And he got to the point where he realized that he's a devotee, that he's not like the other people. He was trying to become like a karmi, like one of them, but then he realized that he's not like them. He's not like one of them. And he came back, and he became a much stronger devotee. There's many stories like that about the Guru Kuli kids. Because we became devotees out of our choice, but they were like born here, so they also have to find Krishna for themselves too. They have to, sometimes the hard way, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, there's one I knew like that. And now my son's trying to find Krishna the hard way. And so it's just, these things happen. Because, you know, they hear so many things, but you need to experience it. You know, is it true what you say? And you have to experience it yourself. So anyway, yeah. But of course, then there's, you know, like my godbrothers, my godsisters, they think, okay, oh, it hits you at a certain age, midlife crisis. It actually happens. We're not this body, but if it's still it happens, you go through the reactions, you go through the changes of body. You go through it. And depending on, even if you're very Krishna conscious, still you have to really find the shelter of Krishna at those times. And the tests, they don't stop. They keep coming because that's Krishna. Maya wants to make sure you're not going to disturb Krishna up in Goloka. And then when you pass, you become stronger. You become stronger. You pass the tests. So this is the nature of Anartana Vritti. Very difficult time. All the tests are coming. All the obstacles are coming. And we're trying to get beyond them. And we're being tested. And so most of us are experiencing this testing, this Anartana Vritti. And so we're trying to, today we'll try to see how to go beyond it. So we know there's three stages of chanting, offensive, clearing, namabhas, and pure. But Prabhupada was talking, if you go to your outline, on the last page, there's a prayer. It's very good to chant after you chant japa. It's a verse from Bhagavatam. It's the last verse on your last page of this small seminar outline, not your big one, your small one. And I'll sing it, you can follow along with me. It's very important, this verse, for the levels of chanting. So we'll sing it. Nivritta shaye upagiyamana pavasara shatamana virama kautama shloka gunanuvara puman virajita vina pashukana. Glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performed in parampara system. That is, it is conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is relished by those who are no longer interested in the false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. Descriptions of the Lord of the right medicine for conditioned souls undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except a butcher or one who is killing his own self? So this verse is very powerful to counteract nama parad. We can say it after chanting. But Prabhupada in a lecture explained this verse in another way. He said this shows three levels of chanting. You can look here up on the board. I have it written up here, analyzed, with three different Sanskrit terms. Three levels of chanting, and it's not the levels that we're used to, but some of them are there. The pure chanting, it's not here. But namabhas, nivrittitarshar, liberation. So for liberated souls, the chanting is, of course, that's pure chanting is relishable. It's relishable. Nivritti tarshar. And then bhavoshadhi, medicine. Medicine for those who are having in the offensive stage of chanting. So if you chant, it is medicine for you. So you should take your medicine. And now it's in the nectar of instruction. At first it may be bitter, but later it becomes very sweet. So then the third, shota mano birama, attractive to the mind. So actually, we would think this would be the pure stage of chanting, very attractive, we're attracted to chanting, and it may be so. But Srila Prabhupada said, this also refers to the common men who are not serious. They just hear like a chanting party on the street and they say, oh, this is really nice. He's Hare Krishna. Prabhupada gave the example of Jagai and Madhai. He said, they were hearing the chanting and they said, oh, these rascals chant very nicely. And you see, even on Harinam in the West, you see sometimes the drunkards may also come and chant with the devotees because they're uninhibited in that stage of drunkenness. So this is Manobhirama. They're even the drunkards are attracted. And Srila Prabhupada said, if they taste the taste of wine, if they say this taste is Krishna, they will make advancement and one day they'll become a devotee. So the chanting is for everyone, even for those who are not serious. But of course we know for us devotees, we are aiming for Shuddhanam, the pure stage, where we see Krishna, his qualities, his pastimes in our heart when we chant. That's the perfection of chanting. We see the pastimes, and then higher than that is after seeing, then you enter the pastimes. You realize what is your relationship with Krishna. And this all goes on while you're chanting. This is what we can look forward to, the pure stage of chanting. Namabhasa is the clearing stage. So we'll discuss that more in detail tomorrow. But we already said there's two characteristics. Attentively, you're chanting, and you're trying to avoid the 10 offenses. Namaparad is offensive chanting. You have some material desire, and you will get that desire by chanting Hare Krishna. So it happens. In Bhagavatam, it describes this. 2.3.24. Charashmasaram hidayam bateram yad kriyamana harinam mateya avikya tatta yadavikaro rete chalam gataru hesharsha. If one's heart does not change, tears do not flow from his eyes, his body does not shiver, and his bodily hairs do not stand on end, as he chants Hare Krishna, should be understood his heart is as hard as iron. And this is due to offenses of the holy name. So, by offending the holy name, you lose your taste and attraction for doing devotional service. And it's not just when you sit down to chant that we commit these offenses. We commit them the whole day. It's not like, okay, now I'm going to chant Hare Krishna, I'll avoid it. It's the whole day we're doing the 10 offenses. So it's a whole life thing. It's a whole day thing that we have to avoid the 10 offenses to chanting. Of course, inattentive chanting, that's why you're chanting. But the other 10, it's the whole day. So why should we try to avoid offenses? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, a person who never makes any effort to get rid of anarthas will attain nothing but misfortune, not the mercy of the holy name. So you must make an effort. Without the mercy of the holy name, one may make countless efforts, but anarthas will never loosen their grip. Now here's how to do it. Nishkapata yatnikandi namircharane durahaya nattahara podine. On the other hand, if one sincerely takes shelter of the holy name, crying at the name's lotus feet, anarthas will quickly disappear. So you can turn to your papers again, the very big papers. We're going to page 11. Oh, maybe page 10. That's 10 on mine. Three good reasons not to commit aparad. Is it 10 or 11 on yours? 10? Page 10 on your big sheets. So I'll just read that. Success in chanting primarily depends on two factors, mercy of Krishna and our sincere endeavor to avoid aparad. These two factors are interrelated, but the onus is on us to take the first step. Endeavoring to chant without offense is the most essential principle of Bhajana Kriya, because only when the holy name will act to destroy anarthas and awaken true attachment for chanting. So then you can read the rest on your own, save time, but you get the idea. So we're going to discuss these 10 offenses by asking some questions. What is the best defense? What is the best positive attitude we can have to avoid these offenses? And what is a prayer to put us in the right mind, right frame of mind, so we don't commit offenses? These two questions we will ask. We're going to take a very holistic approach to our offenses how to improve our whole devotional attitude so that we don't commit offenses. And now we're going to go to page 7, which is a back page of page 8. Page 8 that will come on your papers, you have to go to page 7. So, what is the danger if we just meditate on the offense? Oh, this offense, that offense. I'm not going to do this offense, I'm not going to do that offense. If we just think like that, it's actually not such a good mentality. Some problem may arise. You're on page 7, which is the opposite of 8. You got it? It's kind of mixed up there. Page 7. We'll be getting to this shortly. So if we just simply meditate, okay, I'm not going to criticize, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, I'm not going to do that, what problem could arise? It's called negative meditation. You're meditating on the negative. So, then you could end up doing it. If you think, okay, no criticize, no illicit sex, no this, no that, then you end up doing it. Because so many no's. So we're going to, instead of doing the no's, we're going to do the yes's. What we should do instead of committing offenses, or what should be our mentality. So this is going to be an interactive session. But first, the first verse we'll do all together. The first offense, to blaspheme. This is your page 7, your sheet here. To blaspheme devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name of the Lord. So now, don't look at your papers. What is a good defense for not blaspheming the devotees? Honor the devotees. Praise the devotees. Find the good. Okay? So here's a prayer. The defense here, a devotee who is sincerely trying to apply Shikshastika 3, which is Janadapi Sunichena, in his life, considers himself insignificant, fallen, and in need of mercy. Therefore, he will not be concerned with the faults of other devotees, nor blaspheme or envy them. Here's a prayer by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When will Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu show his causeless mercy to me by allowing me to attain the shade of lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas? When will I be able to give up this false ego so deeply engrossed in sense gratification and be able to properly honor them? Bhaktivinoda prays unto the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. O dear devotees, please be merciful and take this worthless person into your association. Now, don't look at your sheets, because I think some of your sheets might have some prayer written there. It says, your prayer, but just for 1 minute, think of a prayer for avoiding this offense, the first offense. Think of a prayer you could say to Lord Krishna, or your favorite deity, or your favorite guru, to avoid this offense. Just think. Okay. So would anybody like to volunteer their prayer? Share their... Yes. Good. That's a nice prayer. Anybody else have a prayer you'd like to share with us on that one? That's a very nice prayer. So now the next thing we're going to do, we're going to go around the room and we're going to read all of these. So I wonder if maybe we should come to the microphone. Are any of you too shy to come up here? Anybody shy here? Nobody's shy. You're shy. Okay. You hate microphones. Okay. Whoever is shy can sit where they are, and whoever is not shy can come up and speak into the microphone so it can be recorded. Okay. So we'll just start with... Oh, wait a minute. Before that, I have to tell you something about the first verse. You can look... The first offense, look up on the board. Four principles to overcome sadhu ninda. Four principles. So what are these four principles? First one, cultivate the finding good nature. So you have to develop the mood of sincerely appreciating the value of others. Number two, no one is an eternal rogue. So otherwise, what's the use of preaching? If everybody is a sinner, before passing judgment, remember, every saint had a past, and every sinner has a future. So that's number two. Number three, try to see Krishna everywhere. So when something happens, see his hand. See Krishna's hand. Number four, cultivate the attitude of gratitude. So thank Krishna for everything that happens. You turn your mind from bad to good, negative to positive. And Mahanidhi Swami says, if you do like this, suddenly you will find heaven on earth, if you have this mentality. Okay, so now we will go to number two. So, Brajesh.
Second offense. To consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. Defense. He never mistakes the position of the demigods because he knows that all living entities, including the demigods, are insignificant parts and parcels of his beloved Krishna. They are his eternal servants and can grant no blessing without his sanction. Prayer. O my dear mind, maintaining polite respect for the demigods, worship only Lord Hari. All the demigods are the dear friend of one who has actual devotion to Hari.
Okay, now you make a prayer. This is the hard part.
Yeah.
And if you cannot make a prayer, then we will all help you.
My prayer depends upon my experience.
Yes.
This, right?
Yes. You have experience?
My experience is like... when I was said by my mother, Goddess Saraswati is for learning, so I started worshipping her. And after that my mother said, actually Hayagriva is still teaching to Saraswati. On the same day I removed Saraswati's photos and replaced with Hayagriva. And later I come across ISKCON devotees who said, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So my prayer is, let not anyone else other than Krishna be there, because now I at last started putting my faith at your Lord's feet. So let this faith be constant on your Lord's feet.
Thank you very much for your prayer. Okay, would you like to come, Shantagopi? You can do number three. Third offense. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting when we have different realizations.
Offense. To disobey the order of the spiritual master or to consider him an ordinary person. Defense. He will not act against the orders of a spiritual master because he is painfully aware that he possesses neither transcendental power nor the intelligence to go back to Krishna independent of Guru's mercy and shelter. Prayer. O friend, make the teachings from the lotus mouth of your spiritual master one with your heart and do not desire anything else. Attachment to the lotus feet of spiritual master is the best means of spiritual advancement. By his mercy, all desires of spiritual perfection are fulfilled. My prayer is like, as I am so blind that I am not able to see Krishna, that I am simply searching for Lord in the darkness. Similarly, my dear Gurudev, I am not really able to understand your potency and your glories. The only possession which I have is a very, very, very little tinge of faith at your lotus feet. So I want this faith to increase so that I value every order of yours as the Supreme Personality of Godhead's order.
Okay, you would also like to have the strength to follow his order. Very good. So you can just see the different devotees. Number four.
Fourth offense.
Yeah.
To blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. Defense. Being painfully aware of his lack of realized knowledge, he studies humbly in the mood of a disciple the holy writings of Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas. Prayer. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O my only friend, O my dear companion, O my teacher, O my greatest wealth, O my deliverer, O my good fortune, O my bliss, I offer my heartfelt obeisances unto you. O my Lord, O most compassionate personality, your two divine lotus feet are beautifully decorating the summit of all the scriptures. And when those lotus feet in turn decorate the heads of all the spiritual masters coming in the line of disciplic succession, then their beauty and splendor increases 100-fold. Seeing this truth, my heart has become fully satisfied. My prayer, I need help.
Okay, you can sit down. Okay, class, think of a prayer. Does anybody have a prayer offhand? We want to counteract the fourth offense, blaspheme literatures, literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. You have a doubt. Okay, what's your doubt? No, we can discuss. Well, the best thing to do is that you yourself don't speak, but you quote Krishna's words in Bhagavad Gita, where he says, Trigunya Vishaya Veda, and each Trigunya Bhavarjuna. That the Vedas, you just quote Krishna, and then you'll be safe. Just like Prabhupada, he was calling everyone mudha, fool. He was saying, but I'm not saying, Krishna is saying. Bhagavad Gita says, whoever doesn't worship me, he is fool. But I'm not saying. So that is your, you don't say. You don't say that, but you just say what Krishna says, that we are following Krishna's Bhagavad Gita as it is. And he said, he tells Arjuna right in the beginning that you should be transcendental. The Vedas deal primarily with the modes. You can say it nicely. You don't have to say sense gratification. You say modes of nature. Then you can explain. Modes of nature means sense gratification. I like that. Okay, so anybody have a prayer for this? Yes.
I would say something beyond
that. Right. That's the next one, actually, number five. Glories of Hare Krishna or imagination. Okay, oh, yeah, the scriptures. Oh, wait, the scriptures, yeah.
The whole, scriptures. According to the...
Yes. Therefore, they have no entrance. They cannot understand the Vedas unless it's not by scholarship, not by reading that you can understand, but by chanting and by following these rules and regulations. Then you can understand the Vedas. So that can be a prayer. Please help me to overcome my Western thinking so that I can appreciate the Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. Some of us have that, yes?
Please give me the submissiveness, stubborn.
Yes, please give me the submissiveness to follow the scriptures and get over my stubborn mind. The mind is the last thing in the world it wants to do, is surrender. We think of surrender, we think, no. That's why we're here. Because we have a bad idea about surrender. And we'll discuss on the last day, we'll discuss about surrender, because the last prayer is all about full surrender. And why we don't want to give that full surrender. Yes, okay, so number five. Yes, Vedesha Savai Ahameva Vidya. So Krishna says, by the Vedas, I am to be known. And also the beginning of that chapter, the one who knows the tree, the one who knows the Vedas, he knows everything. He knows, knower of the Vedas knows this banyan tree. I mean, it's all connected. But and you go at the end of that chapter, it's only Krishna, actually, that is to be known. He's a Sarvavid, one who knows Krishna. Okay. Are you back with us now?
It's meant to be a meeting to cancel.
Oh. Well, Krishna's mercy for us. Yeah, I know. That's a very good project. Very good project. Yeah. Anyway, what to do? So you're back. So what we're doing here, you can see what... okay, number five. You can come and do number five. We may not have time to do all of these. We're each reading... Somebody's reading an offense. We're going through the defense, the prayer, and making the offense.
Fifth offense.
Maybe we should.
To consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination. Defense?
Page 7.
As a result of his offenseless mentality, he has actually experienced something of the potency of the holy name. Therefore, he never considers his glories to be imaginary. Prayer. All glories to the holy name, the storehouse of the nectar of divine bliss, who is none other than the supreme truth, Sri Krishna. To shower mercy on his devotees. He has descended in the form of sound, bestowing compassion on all. O eternal Hari Nam,
You possess all powers and bestow auspiciousness upon the jivas. Coming only for our deliverance, you are the sole friend who can rescue us from the ocean of birth and death. All glories to you.
Sorry, do you have a prayer for
me? Yes. O Lord Krishna, thank you for having appeared in person yourself and brought the holy name from Goloka 500 years ago. And thank you for having sent Srila Prabhupada for teaching us that this holy name is not imagination.
The sixth offense. To give some mundane interpretation on the holy name of the Lord. Defense. Fixed in being a humble servant of the holy name, he has some realization of Nam Tattva, and therefore never makes the mistake of whimsically interpreting the holy name. Prayer. O holy name of Krishna, you are transcendentally blissful. You bestow all spiritual benedictions, for you are Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. O holy name, you are complete and the form of all transcendental mellows. You are not a material name under any condition, and you are no less powerful than Krishna himself. All glories to you.
I cannot do it so okay. Quickly. I need
okay,
more time.
Okay, somebody, we can help her now. We can prepare for number six. About
giving mundane interpretation to the holy name. What is a prayer that we can pray so we avoid this offense to the holy name? Anybody have some prayer? It's hard to come up with. Okay, please don't let me speculate. When I preach on the holy name, please let me just repeat what is in the scriptures and what I have heard from my spiritual master. And don't let me go off and deviate from the real meaning of the holy name. Okay, number seven. Would you like to come, Gauranga Prema?
I can just stand up, right? And
yeah.
Here. Okay.
You don't have to worry about
okay. To commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. Defense. Identifying with the mind, with the mood of Shikshastika 3. He does not so strongly identify with the body, nor with the desire to be materially happy or enjoy this world. Hence, his tendency towards sinful activity is minimal, as is his interest in abusing the holy name. Prayer. O my Lord Hari, I am guilty of committing thousands upon thousands of sins, and so I have fallen into the belly of his terrible, deep, dark, and fearsome ocean of material existence. There is absolutely no shelter for me in this hellish place, and so I take shelter of you, of your two lotus feet. Please be kind to me and chain me as your own. And claim me. And claim me as your own. Chain me to your lotus feet, please. Let's see. Oh Lord Krishna, please help me surrender to your holy name and truly understand that you and your name are non-different. And that's it.
Okay, thank you.
Eight offense. To consider the chanting of Hare Krishna as one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas as fruitive activities, karmakanda. Defense. He chants absorbed in the meaning of the Mahamantra. O Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your loving service. And so there is no possibility of his committing this aparadha. Prayer. O my dear mind, what can I say to you now? With high hopes of future happiness, I fell into the trap of fruitive actions and reactions, and now I am entangled in Maya's spider-like web. I am being destroyed by my own nonsense. How much trouble I have suffered because I failed to seriously worship the beautiful lotus feet of Hari. My dear Lord Krishna, please don't let me use the chanting of your holy name for my own benefit or for my own sense gratification, but let me just serve you in this form of your sound form as your holy name.
His prayer is, please Krishna, teach me to shut up. Means everything else except chanting, right? Nothing except chanting. No, okay. Good. Yes. Okay, number 10, would you like to come up here? Would you like to stay there? Okay, fine. You can read number 10. Okay. Your prayer? You have one? Yeah, I know. What do you have? This is a hard act to follow, right? Okay, well, watch out. Okay, you know, Krishna, you know my attachments, and just give me faith. Please give me faith in the process that knowledge will come by bhakti and bring on the purification. Haribol. Okay, go to your next page, page 9, pramada. This is inattentive chanting. In fact, all other offenses are born of this offense. So why pramada? The Sanskrit meaning of pramada is madness. Why is it mad to be inattentive while chanting the holy name? Why madness? It's a very heavy term, pramada. Madness, yes. Yes. Yes, you were calling Krishna and then you turn your back. You call somebody for lunch and then you lock the door when they come. Now, how are they going to feel? Yes, so this is madness. Three types of madness. We can look on your sheet here. First, audasinya, apathy, indifference, no fixed resolve, and bhajan. So four defenses here. Yes, you must have. Okay, well, you can change yours with mine if you don't have it. It should be after 8. You got a one missing. Okay, here we can change. Give me that copy. You can have this copy. That's a defective copy. Okay, so now I have to find my original. Here it is. Okay, audasinya. There are four defenses. Chant an association of saintly devotees, imbibe their mood. Number 2, associating with such devotees, take up their discipline. 3, chant with Tulsi Devi, or at pastime places of Krishna and his devotees. So now you're in Vrindavan, you can try that. 4, perform as much Nam Sankirtan as possible. So Jadya is the second type of madness. Laziness in chanting, interrupting it to do something else or to take rest. Defense, 1, associate with devotees who don't waste time engaging in useless talk or activity. 2, observe them carefully and try to follow their example. 3, perform as much Nam Sankirtan as possible. So that is repeating itself, Nam Sankirtan, to overcome inattentive chanting. Vikshepa, the last one, distraction, misplaced attention of mind. Defense, regularly check you are chanting sincerely. 2, concentrate on the quality of your chanting and pronounce the mantra clearly. 3, make a constant effort to fix the mind on hearing, Nam. 4, try to absorb yourself in more chanting on Ekadashi appearance days, etc. 5, regularly spend some time alone in a quiet place, trying to concentrate deeply on your chanting. 6, take shelter of Srila Prabhupada and chant with his japa tape. 7, perform as much Nam Sankirtan as possible. 8, beg the holy name for his mercy, genuine humility. Turn over the page. Yes, it is the first one. First, audasinya, chant in association of saintly devotees. It's distracting. So you have to see. Then you have to take the. So you have a problem with distraction. So it's better if you follow this one, number 5 under distraction. Regularly spend some time alone in a quiet place trying to concentrate deeply. And Prabhupada's Maha Mantra is actually the best association.
Yeah, that one you feel like.
And they have a new one in Loy Bazaar. It's run by batteries.
Oh.
So you can take it wherever you go. One of my god sisters, Radha Kun, she does that. She has a battery one, so even if she's in the temple with a bunch of people, she has the battery one with her, and she has the Maha Mantra going for Prabhupada. So that's something you can also do. Get the battery-operated Maha Mantra. Okay, yes, questions? Uh-huh, a story. Krishna Krishadas Babaji. With who? Ayodhyapati, yes, who is now Bibi Govinda Maharaj. Okay, so Bibi Govinda was chanting with Kinshana Krishadas whole night in the room, and they didn't sleep. By the power of his association. Yeah, there's a story about Gorkishodas Babaji, yeah, Maharaj, that one devotee, he used to chant in the outhouse. And one devotee went there when he wasn't there, in the outhouse, the latrine, the bathroom, so people wouldn't disturb him. So one devotee one time went there and he wasn't there, and the bricks were chanting Hare Krishna. So that was his power of his association. Devotees are very powerful. You read that in the life of Gorkishodas Babaji Maharaj. So anyway, we're trying to overcome inattentive chanting. So if you turn over to page 10, this is the next page after Pramada. Oh, anyway, mine says page 10. And the other one was page 10 because they skipped this page. It was a page 11. Anyway, now we've got prayers on this page that will help you overcome distraction, improve attention, increase attraction, develop attachment, develop affection, and achieve all of the above. So we're going to do an exercise now. I'm not going to read all these prayers because I want to save some time. I want you just to take a minute and read the prayers over and choose one of these prayers. And the exercise, you take your japa mala. Before you chant, we're going to chant not a whole round, but something. This is something for you to practice tomorrow, also during japa if you like. Helpful prayers before you chant. So you choose one of these prayers, and I would recommend not to choose the last one, all of the above, because that would be hard to remember. So choose one of these and read it carefully. Try to get in the mood of this prayer. Choose a few key words from the prayer that you can keep in your mind. And after getting in the mood of this prayer, I will tell you to chant some japa. And while you're chanting, you try to keep the mood of that prayer. Okay, not read it while you chant, but you read it before. Now, so choose one of these prayers. See which one you want to work on. And in the meantime, I'm going to set up the projector. To increase attraction. Doesn't say, huh? Mm-hmm. It's probably... Oh, yeah. No, that is Mahanidhi Swami from his book, Art of Chanting. From attraction, attachment, affection, all of the above is Mahanidhi Swami in his book, Art of Chanting. He wrote those prayers. Either he wrote them personally or he got them from somewhere, but I think he wrote them personally because it has his name there at the bottom. So I was talking about how in Mayapur the mercy is flowing, but in Vrindavan there are offenses. So in the same way, the Panchatapa Mahamantra, there are no offenses to chanting it, but in chanting Hare Krishna, there are offenses. And there are, I'll say, a few prayers before we start to illustrate this fact. One is from, two of them are from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mukha kavita kore jasava smarane Banga giri lange anda deke taragane. By remembering the lotus feet of Panchatattva, a dumb man can become a poet, a lame man can cross a mountain, and blind men can see the stars in the sky. Katanchana smite asme duskaram skaram bhave Sweete vipritam sya shi chitanya namamitam. Things that are very difficult to do become easy to execute if one somehow or other simply remembers Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if one does not remember him, even easy things become very difficult. To this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I offer my respectful obeisances. So he was telling an example of how in Vrindavan, the mercy, you get hit on the head here if you make an offense. So he was standing in front of the deities and the curtains fell on his head. So we're going to chant along with this video.
So
So first we will chant Panchatapa Mahamantra to get us free from offenses. We will chant it not on your beads, but just we'll chant it. And after that, we'll get into the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and the Abhishek. So, okay, is it a physical? It's definitely a physical problem. Okay, yeah, like you're sick or something like that. But if you're actually chanting, it won't matter if you're sick or not. You won't feel sleepy. If you're chanting attentively, then your attention is grabbed by Krishna. But of course, sometimes we are sick and those things happen. So how to counteract sleepiness? Does anybody have any suggestions how to counteract sleepiness? Stand up and walk. And yes?
You can have some cup of water.
Water, spray.
Put
water in your eyes. Drink water also. Drink water. Have the water with you. Don't like get up and go get it, but just be prepared when you chant. Yeah, splash. Yeah, it wakes you up when you have water in your eyes. Like when you cry, you can't fall asleep. When you're crying, you can't sleep. So, yeah, yes. Yeah, the eyes are the ones that are shutting, right? So if you put water in them, then it's hard for them to shut. Oh, yeah, and acupressure? I don't know. I'm not so familiar with acupressure. But I'm sure there is a place that you can press. Your eye point, maybe, I don't know, wherever that is. It's one, the bottom of your fingers, first two fingers down here. There's an eye point. Also in the back of your head, there's an eye. Your both eyes are back there. You can find the holes, and you press on that point. And then, you find two holes back there, back of your head. I've got them. Can you press on those points?
I've got a comment.
Okay.
This scar is from a car accident. I spoke of this gloves when I was teaching everybody how to drive.
You're teaching someone how to drive?
Yeah.
And he had a car accident.
He fell asleep. No, I mean, I've known so many devotees killed in car accidents.
Yeah, right, devotees, yes.
So, my opinion, when I was going to go visit the title, take rest.
Yeah, take rest. Yeah, otherwise you can't drive. We have hired drivers here, which is a lot better. But you have to ask them, did you have a drive? Did you drive to Delhi last night? Before you get in the car. Yes.
I get sleep, or I sleep with burning sensation only during summer.
Yes.
July kind of things.
Yeah, especially in Vrindavan.
Yes.
It's burning, very hot.
That's really very hot.
Yes.
Very difficult.
Very difficult.
Yes. The early morning when I get up, I used to get up at 3:00.
3:00.
So at that time itself, I used to be burning.
Wow. Where do you stay?
Soon after Mangalarti, I come back and sleep.
Bombay or? Which place do you stay?
Coimbatore.
Coimbatore. It's hot there.
Yeah.
I thought it was a cool place. Yeah, so we have our different challenges in different parts of the world. Some of us have to work hard in the day, and so it's hard to get up early and chant, and then we feel sleepy. So somehow you have to find out what is a good way. Put water in your eyes if you want to chant early and it's a hard time to chant. And also don't eat heavy at night before you sleep. Don't eat heavy meal before you sleep. Of course, in India this is impossible because everybody eats at 10, 11, 12. I mean, that's the custom in India. So it's hard to change. It's hard to change that, but it helps. Especially Westerner, we can't do that. We can't. It's hard for us to eat at night and then get up in the morning, but some Indian people can do it. So anyway, but for us, it's difficult to do. So these are different things. Huh? What's that?
A
film.
Person,
yeah.
They use a certain country that keeps his eyes open.
Keeps his eyes open all the time.
And then they show him kind of like the final film, so it will cure him from
Okay, you can get it by one of these machines to keep your eyes open. They have a machine for everything these days.
The eyes might be open, but the brain is
sleeping. Right. What is that? They say you come to a house to visit the house and the lights are on, but nobody's home. Okay, so you try these tips for chanting. Meditate on Panchatattva Mahamantra. Meditate on these prayers that I gave you today. Chant your rounds fluently without interruption. And pronounce the holy name clearly and distinctly. I don't know if you have all these on your paper. This is under day two. I should read your paper instead of my paper. Because sometimes I change. Oh, yes. Sit straight, as Prabhupada says. Sit properly. Okay. Yes, you do have these things. Okay. Clearly and distinctly, constantly pray for Krishna's mercy to chant attentively. Please try one of these tips in your chanting tomorrow. And tomorrow I'll ask for a report. Try to come on time tomorrow because we're going to, right at the beginning of class, we're going to have an exercise. An interesting exercise. So try to come. We'll just have a short kirtan and then we'll go right into the exercise. Okay? So we'll see you all tomorrow. Hare Krishna.